Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 77. Lows level off around 60. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Highs around 79. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Overcast skies. Saturday, decreasing clouds by Sunday. Mid-70s. Saturday, low 80s by Sunday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 59 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says it is a, quote, emergency for state lawmakers to come in during a special session as quickly as possible to try to reform the wording in SB 180 specific to gender markers on the driver's license of residents here in the state of Kansas matching their biological sex. KSNT News reports that the concern comes after a judge had agreed to let transgender Kansans change their gender markers on their driver's license. And Kobach says that we need to address the issue now rather than waiting for the regular session that begins in January of 2026.
You'll have driver's licenses that were improperly issued, may have to be recalled. It just causes more confusion. That's why we're asking the legislature, if they're coming into session anyway, to possibly draw a new district map. This is something that I think is actually more important, and that is making sure that our law stays consistent.
Lawmakers are working on a petition right now to call a special session for redistricting in the state of Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
For over 70 years, Rusty at Ford has been serving Wichita and all of Kansas, delivering unbeatable deals and unbeatable service. Looking for a new Ford or a Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle? We've got over 650 vehicles in stock ready for delivery today. And with zero down and low APR financing options, getting into that new car, truck, or SUV has never been easier. Need service? Our factory certified technicians have you covered. We service all makes and models. We offer free pickup and drop off of your vehicle and mobile service that comes to your home or workplace. Rusty at Ford makes car care convenient to fit your busy lifestyle. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Don't trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified collision team works with your insurance to get you back on the road fast and stress-free. Visit us today at 7310 East Kellogg or browse our inventory anytime at rustyatford.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
See a dealer for details.
The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks says that as we get closer to the end of the year and go into the 2026 250th birthday of the United States, the KDWP says they're inviting individuals to participate in a Kansas Outdoor Recreation Challenge. As they say that in order to participate in Kansas, the Outdoor Recreation Challenge is set by logging at least 10 outdoor activities between now and July 4th of 2026. They say that includes anything from hiking and camping to going to a KDWP-sponsored event, along with historic sites that you can log for the contest. In a statement from the Kansas State Parks Director, they say, quote, connecting people to meaningful outdoor experiences is the heart of our mission. This challenge encourages you to enjoy our public lands responsibly and strengthens the connection between people and the outdoors. They say individuals that do compete in the challenge will get a certificate of completion for their efforts and promises, quote, a few fun surprises while supplies last for those who want to partake in the contest. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Officials in the state of Nebraska say they are still waiting on a jobs report that was set to be released last week, but was stalled due to the federal government shutdown. As economists say, they are finding other ways to help them measure the apparent job losses that were concentrated around the Mid-America region, the oil industry, and the agricultural industry, largely affecting the state of Nebraska. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, they say unemployment could continue to rise, especially for those in the minority communities. As according to Elise Gould, the senior economist for the Economic Poly Institute, they say, quote, we still have some information on the economy from other sources, but none of the other indicators predict perfectly. There's no replacement for the data that we're currently missing. Surrounding states have shown a mixed bag of tricks when it comes to the jobs, with the state of Indiana gaining some new jobs in Kokomo area for car parts and battery factories. However, they also saw layoffs of more than 1,600 workers, according to those state figures. Nebraska has been largely focused on the agricultural industry.
Donut Day is coming!
Donut Day? What's that?
Free donuts for Blue Valley customers!
October is National Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is here to celebrate. Swing by on Friday, October 24th, before work or school for donuts, coffee, and hot apple cider. Drive through our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. The first 25 people through get a free stocking hat.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking.
A Waterville man, James D. Winkenwaiter, was found guilty of second-degree murder in Marshall County District Court Tuesday in a plea agreement on amended charges of first-degree murder in the July 2024 death of Cameron Shoptees of Blue Rapids. Waiving a right to a trial, Winkenwaiter also pled no contest to charges of possession of methamphetamine and aggravated assault, with dismissal of other charges for previous alleged crimes. A December 2nd sentencing is set with a recommended sentence of 18 years, consecutive with the assault charge and concurrent with the drug charge. Fall Soup Days continue at the Arts Center today, hosted by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative from 11 to 7. Football homecoming is Friday at Diller O'Dell. Candidates include the entire senior class. The Tigers host Dorchester Friday evening. An injury accident was reported in Marshall County September 22nd on Indian Road east of 29. Avery Bussing of Beatty collided with Roy Bussing of Axtell. Avery was transported to Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. September 8th, Tyler Holmes of Blue Rapids lost control on Key 99, a half mile from Bobcat Lane, and the vehicle rolled. The driver was transported to the Onega Hospital. There have been a number of car deer accidents reported recently. Drivers are advised to be cautious with deer, especially during those sunset periods when they're more active on roadways. October marks 4-H month as KNDY airs a series of 4-H youth and highlighting their projects and involvement. Susie Latta with the Marshall County Extension Offices encourages youth to get involved in 4-H.
I think it's just important to let people know that 4-H is vibrant and well in Kansas and Marshall County, and just to celebrate the life skills that 4-H teaches kids is a great way to kick off the new 4-H year and get people excited about finding their spark and becoming career ready, I guess. You can sign up for 4-H by calling your local county extension office here in Marshall County. We're located in the basement of the courthouse. Anybody between the ages of 7 and 19 are eligible to be in 4-H. Sometimes we do have younger 4-Hers that are 5 or 6 that are clover buds, and they could participate, but it's on more of a less competitive level, and they just kind of sign up for exploring 4-H and not necessarily any specific project. I think 4-H is always trying to change to keep up with the times of the changing world and adding new projects, like robotics would be an example. You know, a lot of times 4-H gets a kind of a bad rap, or people think it's really traditional, that it's just cows and cooking, but 4-H is so much more than that. You know, we have all the different, you know, livestock project areas, but yeah, we have things like dog, cat, hand pets, or we have things like, you know, robotics and rocketry, you know, electricity, shopping and style, and, you know, just anything that you might have an interest in, there's probably a place in 4-H for you. And it's just a great way to spend time with your family and learning life skills that'll help you be better and better adult in the years to come. Oh, it's so great. It's so exciting to see younger 4-Hers, you know, work on developing their skills, turning into junior high and high school students. It's just neat to see all the hard work that they have put into their projects and to their skills that they're learning to become great adults. And it's really rewarding when you see your former 4-Hers become county commissioners, school board members, legislators, and even extension agents, you know, and to think that maybe you were a role model for them and that you made a difference in their life is super impactful, and it makes all the trials worthwhile.
Karen A. Ringstorff, age 69, of Bremen, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 5 until 7 p.m. at the church. Kinsley's of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Karen Ringstorff. Lorena F. Burton, age 92, of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 2:30, at the Frankfort United Methodist Church. Burial in the Frankfort Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 5 until 7, at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Lorena Burton. Lowell W. Hers, age 83, of Lynn, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m., at Emmanuel Lutheran Church, west of Lynn. Burial of the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8 p.m., at the Ward Funeral Home at Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Lowell Hers. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, a hamburger with baked beans, coleslaw, and cinnamon applesauce. Tomorrow, tuna patties, scalloped potatoes, Capri vegetable blend, and cranberry sauce. KUDY News Time, 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, then staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, and mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-50s. Some sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, then staying mostly clear throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Staying sunny throughout the day on Sunday with our highs in the lower to mid-80s, then staying partly cloudy throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 60s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers as we head into early Monday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. And some rain showers throughout Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Some sunshine on Tuesday, otherwise a slight chance for some rain showers with our highs in the upper 60s and mid 70s. Then scattered showers continue into Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And more rain possible early on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early October 72, record high on this date 93. The average low 47, the record low is 19. Sunrise this morning 7:31, sunset this evening at 6:58. It's 58 degrees ahead of sunrise, and that's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 9th of October. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Wow, prices are high for everything. Trying to get all the value for your money is top priority right now. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know it's important to get the best care at a great price. Our prices are economical. All amenities are included, such as tissues, briefs, toothbrushes, and toothpaste. We have spacious rooms with private bathrooms. Our therapy department is not contracted, but our own staff. We have great outcomes in wounds, therapy, and return to home success. Call today for a tour or more information today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
They staved off elimination once. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Yankees got a winning game 3 of their series with Toronto, but in last night's game 4,
the 1-2 to Bellinger, swinging and a miss, and that will end it as Hoffman barks his way off the mound, and the Blue Jays are going back to a league championship series. They use 8 different pitchers and stifle the Yankees.
Toronto wins at 5-2, taking the series in 4. Carl Ravitch called it on ESPN Radio. Yankees were outscored 34-19 in the series. Blue Jays scored 34 runs. New York had 34 hits. Blue Jays advanced to the ALCS for the first time since 2016. They will find out tomorrow who they'll face. Tigers hitting 3 homers. They beat the Mariners 9-3 last night to force a decisive Game 5. National League, Phillies stave off elimination with an 8-2 win over the Dodgers. Kyle Schwarber with a pair of home runs in the win. Cubs also avoid elimination. They score 4 in the bottom of the first and then hang on for a 4-3 win over the Brewers. Both series play Game 4 today. WNBA Finals Game 3 came down to the closing second.
88-88, 5 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Gray gets it in. Wilson on the drive. The fade. You bet! You bet! Joe Wilson with .1 to go puts the Aces in front by 2.
Ryan Rucco on ESPN. Aces squandered a 17-point lead, but Asia Wilson hits the game winner, and the Aces take a commanding 3-0 lead on the Mercury in the best of 7. Las Vegas goes for the sweep tomorrow. Tonight, week 6 of the NFL kicks off. Giants-Eagles at MetLife. Bengals say Joe Flacco will start this weekend against the Packers. The Browns still non-committal on whether Shedeur Sanders is QB2 or not. Trade last night, Jaguars and Browns swap cornerbacks. Tyson Campbell to Cleveland, Greg Newsom to Jacksonville.
Progressive presents a testimonial of sorts.
Hey, slow down!
Oh yeah? Well, you drive like my grandma!
She's a very attentive and courteous driver who wears a seatbelt and always uses her turn signals. She's also a talented painter and has very low cholesterol. Not that that has anything to do with the drive. We just thought a more complete picture of who she is might be interesting. Anyway, have a nice day.
Safe driver? Get Snapshot from Progressive and get a personalized rate based on how you drive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. That means it's time for MyLowe's Rewards members to save big with up to 40% off hundreds of items like appliances, tools, home essentials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings now through October 15th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Friday Night Football, Marysville at Rock Creek. It's on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Frankfort at Blue Valley on FM 95.5. Cape Rep's pregame show in the 6 o'clock hour ahead of pregame and kickoff, live, on air, online, always on our free mobile app.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, how high can gold go? The precious metal has been rallying, gold reaching new highs on both Tuesday and Wednesday above $4,000 the ounce. Money moving into gold as worries mount about the value of the dollar and other currencies. Meanwhile, silver experiencing its own rally, approaching record numbers not seen since the 1980s. Investors are competing with industrial users for silver, all this amid supply deficits for the metal. Investors in AMD are licking their chops. Shares of the chipmaker rising another 11% Wednesday, putting it up 43% for the week. This after OpenAI announces planning to order billions of dollars of equipment from AMD. But a warning from across the pond, the Bank of England Wednesday, warning that tech stock prices inflated by AI optimism could face a sharp correction. The International Monetary Fund echoing those concerns. It's all about AI's potential, and it's going to have to meet high expectations to maintain AI stocks' lofty valuations. Dave Packer, ABC.
A quick lunch option from Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, now serving smash burgers, only $9.99. Grab a burger and fries for only $9.99 at Bite Me Barbecue.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of new 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 model LTZ71 pickups. One silver, the other is blue. They have a 2025 Silverado 1500 work truck, new, priced at $41,700. A 2025 Colorado four-wheel drive Z71 package, and awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Good Thursday morning to you all. Markets opening up for the fourth day of the trading week here in just a little bit as we take a look at some of the closing numbers from Wednesday's trade day, and it was a positive one for the most part. For the grains market, they finished up all in the green after making a shift midway through the trade day after getting out of the red. For the seeds market, they finished up mixed and mostly higher across the board, and for the livestock market, the cattle carried strong all throughout the day yesterday while the hogs were in the red. Let's see if those trends from yesterday can continue on into today's trade day. Market report brought to you by Double T Livestock. Whether your herd is big or small, call Troy at 620-491-3312 to sell them all. That's Double T Livestock. In the corn market, December corn up 2.25 at 422 even. March corn up 1.5 at 437 3/4. Kansas City wheat for December up 1.25 at 493 1/4. March Casey wheat up 1.5 at 515 even. In the oats market, December oats down half a penny at 287 1/4, with March oats down 1.25 at 309 1/2. In the bean market, November beans up 7.5 at 1029 1/2. January beans up 5.25 at 1044 1/4. Soybean meal for December up $1.10 at 278 even. January bean meal up 80 cents at 282.20. Soybean oil for December up 44 cents at 51.48, with January bean oil up 46 cents at 51.82. In the canola market, November canola up $2 at 617 even, with January canola up 290 at 631 even. In the cotton market, December cotton up 45 cents at 64.91, with March cotton up 38 cents at 66.76. In the energies, crude oil for November up 78 cents at 62.51, with December up 67 cents at 61.99. Olin to gas for November up a penny to $1.90, with December also up a penny at $1.86. Heating oil for November up 2 cents at 2.28, with December also up 2 cents at 2.27. And natural gas for November down 17 cents at 3.32.
Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow, breeding bull, and fall replacement heifer sale Wednesday, October the 15th, starting at 11 a.m. This sale will feature over 90 fancy black-white face fall heifer pairs, 100 black-white face 3- to 5-year-old fall pairs, and 75 7-year-old older pairs, all with July through September calves. spring bred cows include 110 black and black white face, 3 to 5 year old cows. There'll be 50 7 years to broken mouth cows. They'll all be bred for winter and spring calving. There'll be 35 fancy black and 27 red Angus first calving heifers due December and late January. Calf good vaccinated replacement heifers include 63 black and black white face, 11 red Angus, and 40 South Dakota origin Angus heifers that weigh 775 to 8 1/4. Also selling will be 5 Simmental, 1 Angus, and 1 Hereford Bull. For more information for this special cow sale to be held Wednesday, October the 15th at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
No one is all in all season for their farmers like your local Channel Seed Pro with Midwest Seed Farms. You can expect personalized agronomic insights and support to help maximize your farm's performance and profitability. See how the Channel Seed Pros provide that next level of experience by contacting Ashton or Ben with Midwest Seed Farms at 785-348-3125.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. Spurges, commonly, are not a problem in pastures for producers. However, the recent fall armyworms may have changed that. K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster describes this plant and where they usually appear.
Spurges are weeds, obviously, that we don't often talk about in agronomic settings. I'm willing to bet that almost everybody listening to this has seen a spurge at some point in their life. The little flat growing weeds that come up between the cracks in the sidewalks and the parking lots, those are spurges. Those are probably prostrate spurge or spotted spurge, and they grow real low to the ground. They're not very competitive. And really just unattractive, right? Flower beds, places like that. But we got quite a few calls here kind of at the end of the summer about spurge control in pastures.
She details the type of spurges growing in pastures and fields.
The ones that we're actually seeing in pastures this year is probably mostly nodding spurge, and nodding like drooping, not off to sleep, nodding spurge. That weed, again, is still not very competitive, but we'll find it in pastures. We'll find it in agronomic crops. I mean, they're a weed species that's really good at being a weed. Like, they just are very opportunistic in any place that there's a seed bank and they find a gap, they're going to be there.
Lancaster describes options for managing this weed.
One of the things that can work to suppress emergence of spurge species is prowl or pendimethalin formulations. Not going to be excellent control, but that can help to suppress. So if you know you had a problem this year and you're worried about it being a problem next year, that could be a good option. Looking at post-emergence options, some of the group 4 herbicides can be helpful. So triclopyr formulations like Remedy Ultra is a good example, or fluroxypyr formulations like Vista. Those are probably going to be the easiest to kind of deal with there. Another option is imazapic formulations. So Plateau would be a good example of that. Mowing is something we talk about often in pastures, but that's not terribly effective for spurges. And the other thing I guess I would say is, you know, with all weed management in pastures, the best weed management tool is just a good dense stand of grass. So when we have things that work against that, herbicides are probably going to be our next best bet.
That was K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster on spurge identification and control. For more information, visit eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Madeline Drake, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday's sale date, Marysville Livestock Incorporated, sale time 11 a.m. They have well over 700 head of early consignments today, including 5 black first calf heifers, 3 to 5 months bred, they're home raised, 2 running age cow-calf pairs, calves are 3 to 4 months old, a red bull calf, 2 weeks old, 7 black steers weighing 4 to 450, 5 black and red steers and heifers weighing 4 to 5, 150 black steers weighing 4.5 to 5.5, 23 black steers and heifers weighing 4.5 to 6. 9 black steers, 5 to 5.5, 71 mixed steers and heifers, 5 to 6, 15 black and red baldy steers and heifers, they're weighing in at 5 to 6, 6 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6, 14 weighing at 5 to 650, 50 mixed steers and heifers, 6 to 8, 120 weighing 7 to 9, 35 black heifers, 8 to 8 1/4, 64 black heifers weighing 8.75 to 9, 90 black steers, 9 to 9.50, and 35 Fed cows weighing 1,200 to 1,700 pounds. A dozen fed cows, 1,200 to 1,700 pounds. Those, again, are early consignment listings for the sale today beginning 11 a.m. at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 729 from KNDY and 58 degrees this hour. Gradual warm-up trend continues. We'll nudge 80 today and range around 80 Friday into Saturday with the middle 80s then by Sunday.
If your employer offers paid vacation time, you really should be using it. All about the disappearing American vacation on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, Weather Call could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, October 9th, the 282nd day of the year. The late, great John Lennon would have turned 85 years old today. Here's a baffling contradiction about America's workforce. When surveyed, around 85% of workers say they could use a vacation about now. But the amount of paid time off we actually use has been steadily decreasing for decades. In the year 2000, we took about 21 days per year on average. Today, that number is down to 15 days. Explanations range from paranoia about job security, technology that allows work from anywhere, or an overwhelming backlog of work on return. Whatever the reasons, experts say employers need to stress paid time off is not just a perk, but a necessity for employee well-being. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's been another big week for the Kansas State University's girls volleyball team after another player has been named the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week following a record-breaking performance from last week. As WIBW reports, K-State's Shaylee Myers has been named that Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week, now giving her third weekly conference award and her second one for this season. The award comes after their rally-scoring era to record a 34 kills in a single match and just fourth in program history to reach the milestone, where Myers' record-breaking 34 kills against West Virginia highlighted Kansas State University's undefeated week so far, as the Wildcats defeated the Mountaineers and Cincinnati in a pair of five-set road contests. The 34 kills by Meyer was the most by any Big 12 player this season and is tied for the second most kills in a single match nationally this season so far. K-State is back at it against Texas Tech coming up on Friday. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
High school volleyball scores from this past week's action. The Marysville Bulldogs played in a tournament last Saturday at Concordia and fell in four games to Concordia, Clay Center, Riley County, and southeast of Saline. Marysville Lady Bulldogs now 6-18 on the season. Their next contest will be a tournament at Sabetha this Saturday. Twin Valley League results from Tuesday's night's action at Washington County. Washington Lady Tigers defeat Donovan West and Blue Valley, while Blue Valley gets a win over Donovan West. At Centralia, the host Centralia Lady Panthers get two wins over Onega and Axtell, while Axtell defeats Onega. At Frankfort, Clifton Clyde gets two wins over Frankfort, one being a league win. And finally, at Lynn, the Lynn Lady Bulldogs defeat Hanover and Valley Heights, while Valley Heights gets a three-set win over Hanover. Looking at Twin Valley League standings, the Valley Heights Mustangs still a perfect 10-0 in league play as they clinched the league title last week. Lynn sits in second with an 8-1 record, while Centralia is 7-3 for third place. Twin Valley League Tournament is upcoming this Saturday at Onega, with contests next Tuesday, including a triangular at Lynn between the Bulldogs, Clifton Clyde, and Centralia, a triangular at Washington County with Frankfort and Valley Heights, and Hanover host Onega.
Stay up to date with your high school football teams on the Coach's Corner, airing each evening following sports at around 5:20. With Monday's Spotlight on Southern and Diller-Odell, Tuesday's Centralia and Axtell, Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. It's the Coach's Corner following our evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY. On air, online, on our mobile app, your sports leader in Northeast Kansas.
Did you miss your favorite team's game or want to relive the excitement?
Coerce will look back to pass. He throws the left side, has a man wide open. That's Hunter Geekhafer. Caught at the 20, 10-5, touchdown, Hanover Wildcats. A 58-yard hookup from Kadrick Coerce to Hunter Geekhafer.
Check out the KNDY Sports Rewind under the Sports Podcast tab at KNDYRadio.com.
Tradle with a pitch. Here's Cam Wetter. Over the top to the end zone. It's in the end zone for a score. Cam Wetter.
Well, halfback pass there to Wetter. They just pitched the ball to Wetter like he was going to run a sweep, and it was Brody Lawrence that was running a post route into the end zone, caught the ball, and touchdown Bulldogs.
Your favorite games on your schedule. Check out the KNDY Sports Rewind at KNDYRadio.com.
Option will be kept by Detweiler. He's got some room. 20, 10, 5, touchdown. Axel Eagles on a 31-yard touchdown run by Wyatt Detweiler.
KNDY featuring live football action Friday. Marysville at Rock Creek. Frankfort at Blue Valley. On air, online, always on our free mobile apps.
KNDY.